Welcome back to my podcast, Hope Inspires Faith. It's been quite a while since I posted something. No particular reason, but tonight I felt inspired to regroup and see if I get something recorded. Tonight's topic I want to talk about is, who am I? Who am I is a question that so many people ask themselves. So many people try to figure out. We're born. We go through high school, we become adults, and then all of a sudden you wonder, who am I? What is my purpose? So I often tell people, look in the mirror and see who you really are. If you look in the mirror and see yourself, that gets you focusing on who you are, what you look like, your features. A lot of people don't even look at themselves in the mirror, so they don't really know what they look like. But take time. Look in the mirror and say, who am I? That is a critical question. Some people live a lifetime and don't even know who they are. Some people live long lives and figure out right at the end who they are. So who are you? Who am I? That's a good question. A question that everybody needs to ask themselves. Growing up, you learn, your culture, your environment. You start to learn, pick up certain habits. But does that define who you are? Absolutely not. Because you can be nurtured to be one way. You can be, I guess, dictated to be one way. And you can grow up in a certain type of lifestyle that make you grow up to be some kind of way. But does that define who you are? Absolutely not. So question again, who am I? You look at your successes, your failures, your accomplishments, and all of a sudden you stop, get to a standstill, and you wonder, what's my purpose? What was I born to do? And so many times we don't have an answer to that question. Why? Because it's a very difficult question. And then you could say, well, you ask yourself who you want to be. I know who I think I am. I don't feel like I'm successful. I don't feel like I succeeded. So, well, who do you want to be? If you don't like who you are, if you don't like the direction you're going, who do you want to be? And why do you want to be that? What are you doing to become the person that you want to be? Have you given up on dreams and goals and different things that you want to do to define who you are? That's a good question we can ask ourselves. So what are you doing? You want to be a lawyer? Are you going to school? You want to be a doctor? Are you going to school? You want to be a teacher? Are you going to school? You want to be an athlete? Are you training to put yourself in a position to be an athlete that's set aside from just the normal person to be successful? So what are you doing to become what you think you want to be? Good question. Am I doing the things that I desire to do in my life? Did I make choices that dictated the way I turned out? It's so many different directions this conversation could go, and it makes you think, it makes you wonder, when you look at all said and done, have you settled? Have you just quit? Have you just say, well, it's been this way for so long and that's where it's going to be, so there's no need to change now? Are you happy with yourself? If you're not happy with yourself, then change it. Who are you? I used to wanted that same thing a long time ago. I'm living, I'm existing, I'm going this place and that place, but not really knowing who I am. I knew what somebody told me I was supposed to be or should have been or could have been, but I didn't know who I was. And that's a situation a lot of people find themselves in. Is there a quick fix or a quick solution? Absolutely not. But then you just go to thinking, you know, what's your character? What's your mindset? I mean, what's your desires? What's your talents? What's your gifts? I mean, what makes you happy? I think that's the most important thing in knowing who you are and what you want to be. Is, are you happy? Are you happy with yourself? If you're happy with yourself, then, I mean, I believe you're doing okay. If you're not happy with yourself, then you gotta regroup and rethink. There's no such thing as too late unless you don't have breath in your body. If you don't have breath in your body, then you're done. But as long as you have breath in your body, you have an opportunity to make a change. You have an opportunity to redirect your life and take it in a different direction. It all depends on your mindset. It all depends on your motivation. And all depends on your desire to be different than what you are. It takes hard work. It definitely takes hard work because you're going against what your mindset think it should be. And that's the hard work about it. If you've been that way for so long, reprogramming your thoughts, reprogramming your mind, doing positive things instead of negative things, that gets you in the right direction to determine who you are and what you want to be. Like I said, this conversation go in a million different directions, but this is just to give you something to think about. I mean, sit down for a second, think, am I successful? If I'm successful, does it make me happy? If I'm happy, what am I doing to encourage somebody else to get where I am? Who am I? Like I said, I asked that question a long time ago, and I didn't know who I was. I was just going through the motions, living a life. But I know who I am now. I'm a loud, motivated, inspirational preacher. And I love what I'm doing. I love who I am. I love making people desire to be great. I love inspiring people to be great. I love motivating people to reach their full potential. That's who I am. I'm happy with what I'm doing. I'm excited. My greatest joy is to be able to encourage somebody. So a long time I didn't know. I was just existing. I wasn't excelling in anything. But one day when I opened my mouth and I realized, you know, you are great at encouraging people. So who am I? I'm an encourager. Who am I? I'm in somebody that inspires somebody too great. Was it easy figuring out who I was? No, because my mindset had me going in a different direction, opposite of what I should have done. And that's something that all of us fall into. But it's never too late. If you want to be happy, if you want to be excited, find out who you are. And a quick fix, if you don't know, look in the mirror and say, God, you created me. So when you created me, who did you create me to be? And believe him to get an answer. Because you believe in God. If you believe he created the heavens and the earth, you believe he created you. So if he created you, he knows who you are, who you're supposed to be, and who you're going to be. So if you done tried everything else and it's failed, try this. Heavenly Father, who am I? Just standing here, looking in the mirror, wondering who I am. Nobody knows me better than you because you created me. Lord, I've tried to figure this out so many times, but I got it wrong. So now I'm leaning and depending on you. I'm trusting you to give me directions, to give me the insight, so I can live a happy, victorious life. So Lord, come into my mind, come into my heart, and change me for my good. And then you say, in Jesus' name, amen. And I guarantee you, if you believe it, you get inspired. If you trust it, you get inspired. According to your faith, let it be so. Thank you for your time. Hope inspires faith. Who am I? After this, hopefully you'll figure it out. Hopefully you get excited. If you don't know, if you need some insight, find somebody positive that know you. And maybe you can get assistance. Thank you for your time. Hope inspires faith. Until next time, be blessed.